News Hit.
Good morning, I'm Rob Bacard. Recovery efforts are well underway to help the Gold Coast hinterland communities and businesses affected by this month's bushfires. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says emergency funding aid has already reached those most in need.
We have had over 5,000 people who've received some form of grant or assistance, which has now totaled $1 million. So everyone is doing so much work to get the money out the door, and especially into places that is needed the most.
Fears are held for a one-year-old girl and 28-year-old woman missing from Ashmore. They haven't been seen since Sunday night, and police are concerned for their welfare. They've released pictures in the hope that someone has seen the silver Honda Civic they might be travelling in with Rego 499KLM. Anyone with information is being urged to come forward. The state government has responded to calls for more police officers to help control crime in the growing northern Gold Coast suburbs. It's announced another 20 officers will be sent here in coming months. 14 will be based at Coomera and 6 stationed at Narang. They'll all be deployed by July next year. Repairs continue today on a busted sewage pumping main at Tweed Heads West. A failure yesterday morning saw raw sewage flow into a canal along Lakes Drive. Testing is underway to see how contaminated the water is. In the meantime, no swimming signs have been put up, and Council's wastewater manager, Anthony Burnham, says nearby oyster farmers have been informed.
One of our protocols is to notify the oyster industry. We're all quite hopeful that it's quite localised and it won't be a problem.
Brisbane Lions coach Chris Fagan has been named AFL Senior Coach of the Year after taking Brisbane from a 15th place finish last year to second this year. Meantime, the AFL is expected to announce what it's doing to help the struggling Gold Coast Suns heading into 2020. The Suns have won just 7 of their last 52 games. It's expected the club will be given another priority pick in the upcoming draft. South Sydney's James Roberts is rated only a 50-50 chance of facing Canberra. Teammate Cameron Murray is nursing a sore shoulder but is expected to play. There are no major changes to the Raiders lineup. It took just 24 hours for the match to sell out with a record crowd expected. And for more news on demand, download the app via your smart speaker or at our website.